says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. On November 15th, 2016. This is a live show. I'm James Kelso. The show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party. We're a little third party espousing your views. How do I know that? Because we put our platform together and the views of the American Freedom Party by simply, at the formation of the party, going down a list of the populist views of patriots and making a political party out of that. And boy, were we pleasantly shocked when out of the blue came Donald John Trump about a year and a half ago espousing those very same views, your views. And of course, he's not a small third party. He's a huge, what did the New York Times say? Hostile takeover from the top of the Republican Party. And, of course, we immediately sprang to endorse such a great hostile takeover from the top. And that led to the creation of this radio show. We've had a heck of a time here during the Trump campaign. So here we are 1 week after the election, and we're going to talk about what's happened in the last 24 hours. With us is George in Maryland. George, are you there?
George is here. James, congratulations. The election's been a whole week behind us. Donald Trump's going to do just fine. There's all this gnashing of teeth and hair tearing out. And, oh, my God, he's picking bad people. I'm going, no, he's not.
Well, you know, George, no, let's check on Paul first. Paul, are you here yet? Let's see if Paul's here yet. No, I don't hear him. Paul may be along shortly, folks. He's traveling. He is the most widely traveled, hardest working man in our movement. So frequently he has to call from the road. Anyway, I'm thinking, George, that what we feel right now must be kind of like what it's like to first arrive in heaven. You know, I think one's first thought might be kind of to feel your arms and pinch yourself. Am I here? What happened?
Actually, I compare it to being a Chicago Cubs baseball fan. So, and to think that they both happened within the same week is really phenomenal.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, your first thought on arriving in heaven would be you'd feel pretty good, but you would, I think, take a little while to get your bearings. I think that's where we are right now. And we'll talk about one aspect of that tonight under the heading of Stephen K. Bannon. We're going to talk a little bit about him. We started the conversation yesterday, and we were talking about the appointment of Stephen Bannon as chief strategist by Donald Trump. And we were saying that's a wonderful thing. Also, another appointment in the last 36 hours, the appointment of Reince Priebus as chief of staff. And I think both appointments are brilliant. Now, I quoted Michael Savage yesterday, who was having, you know, doubts about, you know, he was very concerned about Reince Priebus. And I think, Mike, if you're listening to the show, if I may call you Mike, I think you kind of, you're a little bit, got a little bit ahead of yourself in calling Reince Priebus Renzo. Because I want to hear Donald Trump on your show many more times in the future. Donald Trump's been a guest on the Michael Savage Show going back, I believe, years. And that's a wonderful thing. We want to keep that going. So, Michael, we'll call him Michael, keep that invitation open with President Trump and kindly retract the name Rinso for Reince Priebus. I think Reince Priebus, Dick Morris, I agree with Dick Morris. It's a very good pick because Reince Priebus as chief of staff does not have the same role as the chief strategist, Stephen Bannon. And I think that's the chief strategist is a more important role. And the chief of staff, you want someone as chief of staff that everybody already likes on Capitol Hill. That's what you need in that job. Someone liked by everybody you're going to have to do business with on Capitol Hill. Reince Priebus perfectly fits that description. You do not want a contender or somebody that's part of your ideological campaign as your chief of staff. You want somebody that can talk to everybody on both sides of the aisle, is highly thought of by all of those people, and can get things done for you. Now, let's talk about Stephen Bannon, because that's the news today. Five senators, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, and Senator-elect from Maryland Chris Van Hollen all went on television slamming Steve Bannon as a racist, all the things that they called Donald Trump, a racist, a xenophobe, a hater, an anti-Semite. Boy, do they want, and they were demanding that Donald Trump rescind, retract, veto, withdraw the appointment of Stephen Bannon as his chief strategist. So,
hey, he must be doing something right, James.
Yeah. Do we need to know anything more about Steve that to wonder whether Stephen Bannon is a brilliant, to allay your fears, Michael Savage? You know, when the flak comes up that heavy, you definitely are not over the forest. You're not over the ocean. When the flak is that heavy, you are over the target. And so Steve Bannon, this becomes a very important story. Can we hang on to Stephen Bannon? So I'll read you a little bit about Stephen Bannon. As you know, let's just read about him. Kevin Bannon, born November 27th, 1953, is an American businessman and media executive. He is the executive chairman of Breitbart News, a politically conservative American news, opinion, and commentary website noted for its connection to the alt-right. Now, this is Wikipedia, folks, so this is, you know, take it for what it's worth. We'll go with Wikipedia as a start. He became chief executive officer of the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump in August 2016. Pretty recent, huh? Bannon will be chief strategist and senior counselor for the presidency of Donald Trump. A little bit more. I think it's all pertinent. Stephen Bannon was born in 1953 in Norfolk, Virginia, into a working-class Irish Catholic, pro-Kennedy, pro-Union family of Democrats. He graduated from Virginia Tech in 1976 and holds a master's degree in national security studies from Georgetown. In 1983, Bannon received an MBA with honors from the Harvard Business School. He went to the London School of Economics as well. Bannon was an officer in the United States Navy serving on the destroyer USS Paul F. Foster as a surface warfare officer in the Pacific Fleet and stateside as a special assistant to the chief of naval operations at the Pentagon. They don't give his years there on that, but I believe he was in the Navy for 10 years. After his military service, Bannon worked at Goldman Sachs as an investment banker in the mergers and acquisitions department. In 1990, Bannon and several colleagues from Goldman Sachs launched Bannon and Company, a boutique investment bank specializing in media. Through Bannon and Company, Bannon negotiated the sale of Castle Rock Entertainment to Ted Turner. As payment, Bannon and Company accepted a stake in five television shows, including Seinfeld, Société Générale, that'd be a French company, purchased Bannon and Company in 1998. Let's see. In 1993, while still managing Bannon and Company, Bannon was made acting director of Earth Science Research Project Biosphere 2 in Oracle, Arizona. Under Bannon, the project shifted emphasis from researching space exploration and colonization towards pollution and global warming. He left the project in 1995. He's a very talented guy. After the sale of Bannon and Company, Bannon became an executive producer in Hollywood. And he was executive producer for Julie Taymor's 1999 film, Titus. He became a partner. Let's skip a little bit here. He made a documentary about Ronald Reagan entitled In the Face of Evil. After that, he was introduced to Peter Schweitzer. And now Peter Schweitzer is the author who wrote Clinton Cash. Very important book. I didn't know the two were go way back. And he got introduced thereby to publisher Andrew Breitbart. He was involved in producing and financing several films, including Fire from the Heartland, The Awakening of the Conservative Woman, The Undefeated, a film on Sarah Palin, a very positive film on Sarah Palin that he truly admires, and Occupy Unmasked. He hosted or hosts a radio show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. He is the executive chairman and co-founder of the Government Accountability Institute, which he helped orchestrate. He helped orchestrate the publication of the book Clinton Cash. And in 2015, Stephen Bannon was ranked number 19 on Mediaite's list of the 25 most influential in political news media, 2015. And let's go down here. Breitbart. Bannon became a member of the board of Breitbart News in March of 2012. After Andrew Breitbart's death, the founder, Bannon became executive chairman of Breitbart News. Under his leadership, Breitbart took a more alt-right and nationalistic approach towards its agenda. Bannon declared the website, quote, the platform for the alt-right in 2016. Bannon identifies as a conservative. Speaking about his role at Breitbart, Bannon said, we think of ourselves as virulently anti-establishment, particularly anti the permanent political class, unquote. That's poetry to my ears and yours. The New York Times, hostile appreciation here, described Breitbart News under Bannon's leadership as a, quote, curiosity of the fringe right wing, unquote, with, quote, ideologically driven journalists, unquote, that is a source of controversy, quote, over material that has been called misogynist, xenophobic, and, altogether now, racist, unquote. The newspaper also noted how Breitbart was now a, quote, potent voice, unquote, for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Former Breitbart editor-at-large Ben Shapiro wrote that under Bannon's leadership, quote, Breitbart has become the alt-right go-to website pushing white ethno-nationalism as a legitimate response to political correctness. And the comment section turning into a cesspool, obviously Ben Shapiro's not happy with this, is he? Into a cesspool for white supremacist meme makers. Uh-oh, that's us, George. Unquote.
I'm feeling more meme all the time, James.
So I get the feeling Ben Shapiro's not with Breitbart anymore. And on August 17th, 2016, he was appointed chief executive of Donald Trump's campaign to become president of the United States. And on November 13th, what's that, 48 hours ago, he was appointed chief strategist and senior counselor to President-elect Trump. The appointment drew strong opposition from the Anti-Defamation League, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the Southern Poverty Law Center, other civil rights groups, prominent Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, and some Republican strategists, due to statements from Breitbart, they argued were, altogether now, racist and anti-Semitic. Friends and colleagues of Bannon, however, defended him, with Ben Shapiro remarking, oh, even Shapiro has something good to say about him. I have no evidence that Bannon is a racist or that he's an anti-Semite. Oh, thank you, Ben Shapiro. And his first wife was Kathleen Jordan. They had a daughter. They got divorced. He married Mary Picard in April 1995. They have twin daughters. And he got divorced from her, so kind of like Donald Trump. And then he married Diane Clohese. That marriage also ended in divorce in 2009. So three marriages. And blah, 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 blah. And there you go. So there is this really great guy, Stephen Kevin Bannon. Now, let me open up the phones to your calls. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're open for calls now. You want to call now if you want to get in. Here's Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the air. Can you hear me, Alan?
I got your call back. I prayed that the rerouting hackers have got the 701 number blocked. You know anything about that?
You're talking about my phone number?
Yeah, the American Freedom Party number.
Oh. Well, I'll give you a check to see whether this is your number. It's a good chance to give it out. If you want to call me, folks, 701-317-5317. Is that the number you have, Alan?
Yeah, I tell you what you get. The reason I call it rerouting, I think when they've done this to, like, Rents Network and also Republic in general and Alex Jones, find out that they don't interfere with your reception or anything. They just... at the national level, reroute the call to some false flag message. And
okay,
what
I'm
getting two messages. One says that you don't have your voicemail set up. The other one says this is a Verizon number that is no longer in service or has been disconnected. Please place your call later.
Alan,
so, you know,
I will jump on that.
It can't be the same thing at once.
Alan, I'll jump on that right after the... right after the show today, okay? I'll try calling myself, but I am getting calls from friends and so on. So, aside from that, do you have any other comment for the audience?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was originally getting in touch with you about. I believe I was listening to your replay on Sunday of maybe last Friday, and I wanted to thank you for sending that troll. I believe his name was Russ Packing.
Well, I hope I called it right.
It seems like one of the techniques that they're using against us is to try to drive a wedge between Trump supporters and our fearless leader by all
yes.
sorts of things, like saying he's compromising, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing the other. And that guy, of course, was whining about the fact that he had considered perhaps a warm Jew, as they say, or a Zionist supporter for... Ambassador to Israel.
Right. Well, what our enemies do, boy, are they devious, Alan, and they don't adopt one strategy. They adopt every conceivable strategy, the goal being to fracture us and destroy us. But they will, yes, they'll call Donald Trump that he's too pro-Zionist, okay, and that will drive some people away. Then they'll say, with other people, He's a huge anti-Zionist. That'll drive other people away. They'll go every which direction. The goal being confuse, scatter, cause destruction. And that's really, you know, that's the M.O. of that's the M.O. of a guy named Satan. So they confusion, chaos, war, death. This is their stock in trade. And but it didn't work. It didn't work this year.
Well, you sent him packing. I was just, you know, that's what I called about Sunday afternoon because I didn't catch the program until Sunday afternoon.
Alan, thank you. Thank you. And we'll go to Bill in Wisconsin next after this break.
Next We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, George and James. How you doing?
Good.
Very good, Bill.
Okay. You can add a couple other names to those list of people that don't like Steve Bannon. Pocahontas today. She didn't like him. And neither did, our outgoing Senate Minority Leader, Harry Reid. You know, the guy that knows everything about the LBJ community. So both of them were attacking Bannon. Other good news is they said that a National Security Advisor, Mike Rogers, got the boot. He's a former congressman from Michigan. I've seen him on a lot of Sunday shows and everything. He headed the Republicans' Intelligence Committee, and he is, you know, one of those neocons. So don't let the door hit you in the backside on the way out. All right. The other thing that Trump ought to do, I'm not a Reince Priebus fan, being from Wisconsin. I know what he's done to Tea Party people and so forth here in the state. But to, you know, if the idea is to get everybody in Washington because he knows them, Trump ought to then get Donna Brazier because she knows everybody too.
Well,
you know,
not
Donna
just
Brazier.
Yeah, Donna Brazier, yes, I know. And the
he can hold everything up for him.
Yeah, but you know, Reince Priebus, he gave a press conference, I think it was yesterday, and it was brilliant. He handled the Stephen Bannon question brilliantly. He fended off these attacks from the – I mean, this is going to be like a pack of howling, bloodthirsty wolves. The media is just going to be going after everything Trump does, and Priebus is going to handle this. He's going to be one of the people who handles it, and he showed he's very deft. He's very good at doing it. And it's not a role, not a job that, you know, a Stephen Bannon would want to have. But Reince Priebus has showed himself able to give some very good patriotic speeches, some very good introductions to Donald Trump. During the debates, Reince Priebus, you know, I'm, you know, searching my memory here before Reince Priebus was a star, when he was just the Republican National Committee chairman, he was very fair to Donald Trump when other people were trying to stab Trump in the back and hurt him. Reince Priebus, I remember he stood out as being very fair, and Trump noticed that. Trump noticed, hey, Reince Priebus is being very fair about this, that, and the other. So he never insulted Reince Priebus. And so I think that Donald Trump started having a pretty good opinion of Reince Priebus way back when. But go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, Bill. Finish your thought.
No, that's about it. And I know Donna Brazier would be, you know, somebody to hold up the whole thing.
Oh, very good. Well, Bill, thank you very much. And of course, you're right. Paul Ryan and Reince Priebus are both from Janesville, Wisconsin, and so we'll see. And
yeah,
you know,
we'll
I think
see.
Actually, yeah, we'll see.
See.
And you know, Donald Trump. Kind of, I don't know if I'm really the most articulate person to put this idea out there, but I'm struggling for words and saying Donald Trump is going to have to lead this whole herd of kittens that is the Republican Party in the House and Senate. And he has to do that. He can't just, you know, that's his role. So having a guy like Reince Priebus in there who can herd the cats, he can do it. He has enough connections and enough history with him and enough respect that he can – I think he is a Trump man. I think he really does admire Donald Trump and will be an excellent chief of staff.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
All I
okay,
know was the experience that we had with him in the state, and it wasn't good. All right.
Well, all right.
Good night,
thank you,
George.
Bill.
All right.
We got a break here, and then we'll be right back. Lines are open, folks. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's give a listen here to Stephen Bannon. He has stayed off camera, and which is what a chief executive officer, the good ones, would do. And he's let the light shine on Donald Trump. So you don't see Steve Bannon on TV and so on. But here's an interview with Steve Bannon the night after, or a day after, the election victory. So here it is. Here he is on November 9th, Stephen Bannon. And somebody call me and tell me the interviewer sounds, his voice sounds so much like that of Mike Rivero. Is it Mike Rivero interviewing him? If not, it's someone who has a double as a voice. But anyway, here he is, Steve Bannon, right after the win.
And we would have kept up the fight. We would have kept up hope. But I don't know if the country, the Constitution, the founding fathers, what they believed would have survived four more years of the globalist left. I just don't, Steve. And this audience saved the day.
I didn't get a chance to watch the coverage last night because, like I said, we had a big data center that we're going through.
Yeah.
Really, it caused returns. How was the coverage? Because I heard you mentioning it with the previous caller in your introduction. How was it?
Well, we had a wonderful broadcast on Sirius XM 125. So we hit our special with Webb and Will Cow, and I was on the news desk giving updates on returns as they came in, and hearing from people around the Sirius XM family, like Jared Rizzi, the White House correspondent, and it was great. We had great caller interaction, streamed at Breitbart.com. Really good response. I think people really enjoyed it. They watched it till late into the night, early into the morning. And elsewhere around the world, a lot of those same people, Steve, that have called this election wrong every step of the way, getting to pop off and give their opinions. And I was joking earlier, but it's not really a joke. I was hoping at least one person on CNN or Fox News would have just said, listen, I've been wrong every time I've opened my mouth for the last 18 months, and I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm going to leave because I'm not going to burden the American people with the BS that I'm trying to sell them. But of course, that's not going to happen. You see the same faces giving the same incorrect opinions.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting that for the listeners to the show is that I think probably the only people in the universe that covered and worked on both Brexit in any level of detail and this election last night were Raheem Kassam, Alex Marlowe, and the one and only mega producer, Caroline McGarrett's.
She's laughing maniacally right now, Steve. You tickled her funny bone.
It's quite serious, though. That's
I agree with that.
You know, and the calls to the show, you know,
let me jump forward here, because these two guys are just reminiscing here. I'm just going to jump a little ahead here and see if he jumps into some substance. Here he goes.
You and I were working the homepage on the night of Brexit, and I think you and Caroline and Raheem were actually in London. And that was back in...
He's talking about, that's just a kind of a sample, I guess, there of Steve Bannon's voice, and he's talking with Breitbart Radio, so I don't think it's Mike Rivero, but somebody who sure could double his mic. And let me go then to something else. We got a Fred, I think Fred in Michigan, but hang on, Will. Let me go to another story I want to cover here, if we can, in the little time that we have. This is under the heading Left-Wing Media Freakout. This is an article in the Washington Post, George, by Carl Bildt, who's a former prime minister of Sweden, B-I-L-D-T.
The Compost.
And I'm going to get some – there's some video in this article. I hope I can connect to it because it's so hard to work with the Washington Post website. But just to give you the flavor of this article, Carl Bildt writes, former prime minister of Sweden, it is only – with effort that the leaders of Europe have managed to compose themselves after the U.S. election, torn between pure shock over the result and the necessity of preserving what can be preserved of the West and the Atlantic relationship. My goodness. If you listen to what Donald Trump has been saying during and before his campaign, this is the end of the West as we know it. Well, maybe the end of the liberals as we know them. For more than half a century, this story of phenomenal success, that's the liberal story, has been built on a commitment to freedom and democracy, free trade, solid alliances, and reliable friendships. But all of this has been either attacked or questioned by Trump. Let me skip a little. That's just all, you know, blather there. Let me skip through blather. When Trump receives the jubilant British anti-Europe campaigner Nigel Farage before seeing other foreign politicians, I guess like Carl Bildt himself, he is sending the worst possible signal to Europe. By design or by default, he transmits a signal of support to those dark forces in various countries trying to undo what generations of U.S. and European statesmen have worked to achieve. Let's see. Let me skip a little more here. He goes, no, hang on just a second here. Oh, and another person who's having a freak out was Barack Obama in Greece today. And he talked about dark forces. He called it, what did he call it? A crude kind of nationalism that he's afraid of. I'm going to play a little video for you here. Uh, this is Carl Bildt now, as an introduction, he says, according to Vladimir Putin, says Carl Bildt, there is now an agreement with the president-elect to start, quote, active joint efforts, unquote, to normalize relations with Russia. Ooh, that's really bad, isn't it? So here we go. Here's Vladimir Putin calling not from Wisconsin, but from Moscow. And here's what he had to say. Kind of looks like
we have been following this campaign with attention.
Хочу поздравить американский народ с завершением избирательного цикла.
And I'd like to congratulate the American people with the end of the electoral cycle.
А господина Дональда Трампа с победой на этих выборах.
And I'd also like to congratulate Mr. Donald Trump with his victory in these elections.
Но Россия готова и хочет восстановления полноформатных отношений с Соединенными Штатами.
But Russia is ready and wants to restore the full-fledged relations with the United States.
Повторяю, исходим из того, что это будет непростой путь, но мы готовы пройти и свою часть.
I repeat, we understand that this will be a difficult way, but we are ready to play our part in it.
И сделать все, чтобы вернуть российско-американские отношения на устойчивую траекторию развития.
And do everything to return the Russian-American relations to the stable and sustainable development track.
Это пошло бы на пользу как российскому, так и американскому народам.
This would serve the well-being of both Russian and American peoples.
Oh, that, now, George, right there, boy, that was worth the price of admission.
It was just fascinating, James. Russia, well, all those years of them being the Soviet Union, and we had to have our Cold War with them. And then they went and did the right thing, and they overthrew communism and became a real country. And then the international left really went crazy. So the poor Russians can't win for losing. We wanted to nuke them when they were Soviets. Now we want to nuke them when they're Russians. And God forbid the guy likes Donald Trump. So, yep, I'm enjoying that one too, Jane.
Now, folks, did realize the significance of what you just heard. That's the president of the second largest white nation addressing the president-elect of the largest and greatest white nation and welcoming peace, restoring, he said, normal relations, restoring them, not establishing for the first time. In other words, getting it back. And, you know, that's, I mean, that means you, your children, your cousins and nieces and nephews aren't going to be experiencing World War III under President Hillary. And the people I'm about to play, I'm going to play you five Democrats now who are freaked out. They're so freaked out about the appointment of a chief strategist. I mean, come on, Donald Trump doesn't have the right to appoint his own chief strategist? Really? These senators recognizing that that Steve Bannon gets it, that Steve Bannon is a nationalist. Listen to them try to tar and feather him and smear him. You're going to hear Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. That'll be the first male voice you hear. Then you'll hear Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, a truly disgusting woman, followed by Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, a woman. Then Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, a real dope, followed by a new face, a Maryland Senator-elect, Chris Van Hollen, who's new to all of them.
James, yeah. I really want to jump off the Empire State Building, but I need to help you on the show. So
okay.
Trust me,
all right.
This Here man is a nightmare.
Yeah, now this is a two-minute clip, and listen to them. I mean, this is five senators. There aren't many Democrat senators left in the Senate, but this is five senators lining up, Bill said from Wisconsin, with Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and Harry Reid to denounce a guy, an appointment of a chief strategist. There must be something important about this. Here he is, Jeff Merkley. Jeff Merkley.
Ranks of his administration, and that includes immediately firing Steve Bannon as his chief strategist.
If President-elect Trump wants to work with us on creating jobs for people in Michigan and across the country, on fulfilling what he talked about with fair trade and infrastructure jobs and opportunities for citizens to get better jobs and improve their lives, count me in. But if he's going to continue with the kind of appointments that Steve Bannon represent and not step up to provide leadership at this incredibly important time, count me out.
Presidents send clear messages about their intentions by who they appoint to senior positions. And the appointment of Steve Bannon is a pretty clear message to us. What Steve Bannon believes is not a mystery. He has demeaned women, advocated for white supremacy, and promoted anti-Semitism.
For years, through the Breitbart website, Steve Bannon and his so-called alt-right movement have chosen to champion the positions of neo-Nazis, white nationalists, and anti-Semites. Donald Trump needs to banish the Bannons of this world from his administration. The alt-right is all wrong for America. It's easy to look at a TV camera
Ben
and tell people to stop the hate. But when you say that and look at the TV camera, and then the next moment, the action you take is to appoint Steve Bannon, who has a history of ugliness and division and bigotry through the platform that he had in the alt-right, then you're sending a very different and stronger message in the opposite direction. We're here to tell the and ask the vice president-elect to take another deed that actually reassures the country that he meant what he said when he said he wanted to be president for all Americans. And the way you do that is to rescind that decision.
So there you go.
When you're opening a new office.
That was, well, you heard it, George. They're really...
I told you we got our money's worth in this election, James.
At the so here's a good one, folks, for us to follow. This is going to be a story. Oh, get this. Let me put this on. This is unbelievable. This is Obama's version of the same thing.
And I know that begs the question: well, how is it that somebody who appears to have a very different worldview just got elected?
As I said,
sometimes people just feel as if we want to try something to see if we can shake things up. And
that's Obama's explanation of the avalanche that his view, his world, just took. But we'll be following this here on this show, folks. Steve Bannon as chief strategist for Donald Trump and the freak out of the left, which is now nonstop. It's everywhere. It's all over the front page of the New York Times. USA Today has turned out to be a completely treasonous publication, just cover to cover hostility to Donald Trump, total warfare against the president-elect. So we're going to have more than we can possibly even cover with these stories. Let's go to some phone calls here. We got Fred in Michigan and Jeff in Chicago. Let's go first to Jeff in Chicago.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening. I just wanted to bring up a rhetorical question. All of these so-called, hate crimes and all this Nazi stuff, how do you know that they're not agents of provocateurs? That they're these loony left guys doing this on purpose, and they knowing that it's going to get played as Trump supporters.
We already do know this. This goes back, for those of us in the nationalist cause, this goes back decades. Like, the very frequent thing is somebody spray painting swastikas on a black church, setting it on fire, and then they find out later someone pushing over gravestones in a Jewish cemetery, and they find out later it was some Jewish guy that pushed over the markers, or some black guy that painted the swastikas on the black church. There are decades and decades of this.
Today on Republic about two Jewish students doing something. I didn't read the story, I just saw the headline. That's what these mainstream media, they're doing this on purpose. And I hope President Trump cuts them out completely from the White House press corps. Nobody from the Washington Compost or the New York Slimes or CNN or MSNBC is going to be allowed to be in the room where that's the press secretary gives his speech or whatever they do every week, okay? Let all the foreign press in. Let all the people that have been, all the media, print or electronic.
Jeff, there's another, I like what you're saying, but there's a shorter route, and that is simply create something like Breitbart. They're terrified of Breitbart because Breitbart promises to turn into a national network. Donald Trump might even engineer this, that Breitbart becomes a national TV network, competing toe-to-toe with CNN. And remember those huge Trump crowds, 30,000 people at a time, screaming, CNN sucks, CNN sucks. Not too hard to get those people to tune into, let's say, a Breitbart TV.
And the nerve of these left-wing Democrats, Senate, saying that Trump should fire one of his personal
advisors. We'll be right
back.
Jeff, we'll come right back for our final segment. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Indeed, let's rebuild America first. I'm going to cut into Merle Haggard there just a little bit because I want to play you a sort of a concluding clip for this show. Again, as always, with apologies to any callers who haven't been able to get in. This is Senator Harry Reid, minority leader in the U.S. Senate, a decrepit individual if there ever was one, senator from Nevada. And here he is on the floor of the Senate denouncing Steve Bannon. Here he goes.
It's one of his very first, if not his first official act. He appointed a man seen as a champion of white supremacy as a number one strategist in the White House. Number one. Everybody else under him. According to CNN, and I quote, white nationalist leaders are praising Donald Trump's decision to name Stephen Bannon as his chief strategist, close quote. In the same article, white nationalist leaders say they see Bannon, quote, as an advocate for policies they favor, close quote. And according to the Poverty Law Center, Bannon, quote, was a main driver between Breitbart becoming a white ethno-nationalist propaganda mill, close quote. When asked to comment on Bannon's hiring, KK leader David Duke told CNN, again a quote, I think that's excellent, close quote. A court filing stated that Bannon said, again another quote, that he doesn't like Jews and that he doesn't like the way they raise their kids, brats, and that he didn't want his girls to go to school with Jews, close quote. That's a court document. By placing a champion of white supremacists step away from the Oval Office, what message does Trump send to the young girl who woke up Wednesday morning?
Okay, I'll pause him there. This idiot, Harry Reid. And a clip I'm not able to play for you here is senior counsel to Breitbart, Jeffrey Pollack, a Jew, who is a very good friend of Steve Bannon's and has worked with him for years and gives a glowing appraisal of Steve Bannon's character and makes the point that Steve Bannon, in fact, is quite a hero, is not an anti-Semite, is not a racist. He's just a patriot, a nationalist. And I think his name was Jeff Pollack, an observant Orthodox Jew. So that blowing Harry Reid out of the water with his source, which is the wonderfully accurate Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, which does nothing but defame patriots. Well, anyway, that's sort of what we've had a chance to talk about here in today's show. Let's see. I don't know if we can squeeze in a couple seconds on a caller here. Dave in Nevada, any comments on Harry Reid?
He pretty much spoke for himself. Oh.
And Dave, I'm sorry, I let you in right as the door closed here on the show. We run out of time, but we'll see you all again tomorrow night from 9 to 10 Eastern Time here on The Trump Phenomenon with the next 24 hours in The Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.